think John Grisham's writing is really fascinating. This particular story deals with race and justice, and what would a person do to defend their family? It takes place in Mississippi in the 80s, where racism was rampant. And would this man, this black father of a child who was assaulted, get a fair trial? I don't mean to sound spinachy about it, but the truth is, I have a very important platform as a theater producer. So I'm very interested in plays that deal with gender, with race, with that outsider mentality. There are some threads that run through most of the work that I do. This year, Kinky Boots, which is the most joyous musical ever, written, of course, by Cyndi Lauper and Harvey Fierstein. An amazing musical that celebrates acceptance, that celebrates inclusiveness, that has as its mantra for me, you change the world when you change your mind. That's a line from the play, from the musical, and it's something that does run through my work. Theater's a very risky business. It's not usual that we can celebrate the recoupment of a big musical in 30 weeks, as Kinky Boots just did. Most things really don't pay back on Broadway. I, as a producer, always invest in my own shows because when I go and ask other people for money and I ask them to please join me on this venture, I feel I have a better standing if I can say I'm with you in this. I came to producing later in my life. I was in my 40s, actually. I had grown up loving theater. My family lived in New Jersey, so we were close enough to come to theater often. I wasn't an actress. I wasn't trained to be a creative team member. But I knew I loved theater, and I had a great desire. And I jumped in with my eyes open, knowing that I would be learning on the job. People were naysayers. People thought I was being a dilettante. Whatever they thought, it didn't matter. It was hurtful, but it didn't matter because I was totally focused on doing this. Being a producer is, in one word, I would say it's being a facilitator. Usually it's a facilitator of other people's dreams. I think theater is a place where one can come and be safe and think about new ideas, or just be thoroughly entertained. Theater runs the gamut of an overwhelming opportunity to be free.